This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The bar, generally speaking, for rental cars is pretty low. Is all my stuff going to fit? How much is it going to cost? The basics, yeah? The agent at the counter will always try to upsell you bigger model, GPS, collision insurance, gas. But that is upsell in the bush leagues, baby. You want to talk upgrades? Let's go with a Lamborghini, or better yet, Ferrari. From WHYY, Tracy Samuelson takes the idea of super high-end rental cars out for a spin.
If you're not familiar with the Ferrari 458 Spider, all you need to know is that it's crazy expensive. This one is bright red with a retractable roof. Gotham Dream Cars paid about $340,000 for it. Actually, more than it lists for because the car is so popular. But they'll rent it to you for the day for the bargain price of $2,000. Today, the car is on its way to a midtown hotel, to Andreas Arnoff, who's visiting from Norway.
We actually wanted the Murcielago.
That's a Lamborghini.
But it was out-rented from tomorrow, so we had to go with the Ferrari.
He's 24, says he works in real estate. Cars are a hobby. And he can afford it, he says, so why not? What do you drive in Norway?
I have a Porsche 911 Turbo and a Cayenne Turbo, and just sold my R8 Spider.
So he's used to the kind of attention these supercars can attract.
Trunk is in the front of the car?
Yeah, the engine is in the back.
Wow, look at this, thank you.
In the last few years, more companies have started renting luxury and exotic cars, including some big national chains like Enterprise and Hertz. At the Newark airport, Hertz has a Jaguar and a Mercedes parked on a ramp that Paula Riviera calls the eye candy display.
We weren't sure how customers were going to be receptive of the collection. So we started about a year and a half ago at 25 cars, a couple Lamborghinis, a few Ferraris, and it's proven so popular that today we have more than 1,000 cars.
She says some people who have booked a regular old midsize might walk by the display and upgrade on the fly.
You could go to Kansas City. You could go to Detroit and rent a dream car. You don't have to go to those luxury vacation destinations.
Chris Brown is the executive editor of Auto Rental News. He says the move into exotics makes sense because the car rental market is very competitive.
I wouldn't say it's saturated, but it's certainly full. So the major car rental companies are really looking for new avenues to exploit.
But on the other hand, he thinks exotics will stay a niche business for these companies.
And although luxury and exotic car rentals may be growing into other parts of the country, the lion's share of the market's going to stay in South Florida, in Southern California, maybe New York.
The car is an accessory, says Gotham COO Rob Ferretti. Data from the car show that people don't even drive them that fast.
Most people rent the car to drive around. They go to Starbucks 50 times. They drive around Times Square a million times. You rent the car to be seen.
So I asked Andreas Arnoff what he was planning to do with his Ferrari rental.
Shopping.
Shopping?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you going?
Woodbury or something. Outlet, I think. Yeah.
Yep. He's driving to New Jersey to go outlet shopping in a Ferrari. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.